إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى فقلنا يا آدم إن هذا عدو لك ولزوجك فلا يخرجنكما من الجنة فتشقى. إن لك ألا تجوع فيها ولا تعرى وأنك لا تظمأ فيها ولا تضحى. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من عال جاريتين حتى تبلغا جاء يوم القيامة أنا وهو كهاتين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, amongst the many methods, weapons and tools that the enemies of Islam have been using and are currently using in poisoning the hearts of people against the beauty of Islam, one of it has been reflecting and portraying an image of Islam as an oppressive religion towards women. Unfortunately, many of us know very little about the rights and the honor that Islam has afforded to women, and it is on days like this, which has been referred to and termed as National Women's Day, that many women ponder, contemplate and reflect that has Islam honored me, or has it been the Western world with Western slogans that have liberated me? The image being portrayed by the enemies of Islam that veiled woman who is kept indoors is an oppressed woman. Hence, many Muslim women have been significantly convinced that yes, it is true, I am restricted and I have very little choices to make in my life as a Muslim woman. However, in the broader world, with a broader perspective, with a Western view, I have many other opportunities for us to understand how much honor and respect and dignity Islam has afforded and endowed and favored the woman with. Let us just go little prior to the advent of Islam to understand what was the condition and how a woman was treated in the pre-Islamic era. The Quran summarizes all the evils and all the crimes that were committed against the woman in one verse. Many, many crimes and atrocities were meted out against women, many forms of oppression. But the most horrendous action in which the pagan Arab was involved, the Quran testifies in the 14 juz, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. That when the couple was informed that a daughter has been born to you, Allah has favored you with a female offspring, Allah quotes the natural reaction of the Arabs at that time. Allah says, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا. Immediately that father's face would turn pale. وَهُوَ كَذِيمٌ. And he would swallow his anger. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ. He would hide and conceal from society, leaving him with two options. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Do I continue living with this stigma on my name that I'm the father of a girl? With this embarrassment, do I continue in life? Or do I resort to an option by burying my daughter so that I still have a face in society? Allah sa'a ma yahkumun. The Quran says, evil indeed were the choices those people made. With the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did Islam not only wipe out and disapprove and forbid and make unlawful such practices, but when Allah describing Qiyamah speaks about the justice that will prevail, Allah says, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. Every girl that was buried by her father, suffering a complex of being the father of a girl, will be given life to from her grave, and she will be called up before her father and before humanity in its entirety. And Allah will ask this innocent child, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Oh my sweet little child, oh that girl who looked like an angel, what crime had you committed when you hardly entered in the world that your father had to do such a nasty thing? In fact, when the Quran speaks about giving children, Allah speaks about it in the 25th juz of the Quran. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. Allah says, some I bless them with daughters, some people I bless them with sons, some I bless them with both male and female offspring, and some people I leave them barren and I do not grant them children. This is my choice, my selection, and I reserve the authority of deciding who will have what children. However, something very strange in this ayat. When Allah speaks about favoring with children, Allah commences by favoring with female offspring and not male offspring. Allah says, some people I bless with female offspring. The Mufassirin say there are subtle indication that one of the greatest fortune, with a riwayat that Mufti Shafi Sahib substantiates, one of the greatest fortune of a woman would be that woman whose first child is a female. That is a good fortune for that woman. Furthermore, the Nabi of Allah takes it even further. Not only at her birth are you honored. In fact, we can safely say that no religion and no human has honored Islam like how Islam, no religion and no human has honored a woman in the manner that Islam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has honored this woman. Allah has centered the jannat of a male around a female. Understand what has been said. Allah has centered the jannat of a male. In essence, you have four women. Either she is a daughter, or she is a wife, or she is a mother, or she is a sister. One of the four roles they play in our lives. And at every juncture, kindness to them would lead or pave the way to Jannah for the husband, for the brother, for the uncle, whatever it is. The honor that Allah gave, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ عَالَ جَارِيَتَيْنِ حَتَّى تَبْلُغَ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَنَا وَهُوَ كَهَاتَيْنِ. That person whom Allah gives two daughters, if he only raises them Islamically and sees to their upbringing until they mature, Nabi alayhi salam says, myself and that man will be so close in Jannah, indicating the closeness between his index finger and his middle finger. This is how close myself and that man will be whom Allah has given two daughters and he sees to their upbringing and their tarbiyah Islamically, does not deprive them of anything, provides for them in every aspect. Nabi alayhi salam says, if the father has done that till they mature and they've made arrangements for their marriage, myself and that man will be so close in Jannah. The ayat al-kareema that I recited in the beginning, when Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu was salam were in Jannah, and of course, one of the greatest bounties and favors of Allah upon insan is this woman, that even Jannah could not be enjoyed, which is the pinnacle of happiness, until Adam was not coupled with our mother Hawa alayhi salam. So in essence, even Jannah is incomplete in its bounties until one does not enjoy the company of his spouse and his partner. That is why when the Quran highlights the bounties of Allah, Allah says, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنِ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. That go into Jannah and with you take your wife. Of course, this is the kindness of Allah. What is being highlighted in this ayat, that we know it would be more than likely in Jannah there would be difference of rank revolving around the difference of piety between husband, wife and child. So perhaps the father was more obedient, because of which he will enjoy a greater level of Jannah. The woman had less piety, or vice versa, the woman was in a higher level of Jannah. At the same time, it is the promise of Allah that in Jannah, every dweller of Jannah would be granted every desire of his. Now there is a predicament here that one member of the family is in Jannatul Firdaus. The wife is in a lower level. The son is in a lower level. There's two ways of accommodating the situation. Either demote those that are on top and put them at a lower level. But of course that is injustice to what they deserve. The other option is promote those on a lower level. But then this has been extra and more kind to them because they do not achieve that. They had not worked so hard. Allah says, I am free from injustice. No man will be demoted. If you are in Jannat because of your piety, Allah says, I will promote your wife so that you can be coupled with her in Jannat. Of course, the condition is this much, that the wife has to have that amount of piety which enables her entrance in Jannat. And then her rank will be elevated by the piety of her husband. But on the mere grounds of the piety of her husband, she will not be granted entrance. She has to be deserving of being granted entrance, and then through the piety of her husband, she will be elevated. So when Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam was in Jannat, and Allah Ta'ala commanded Adam, Allah commanded the malaika to prostrate before Adam, and they all prostrated with the exception of Shaitan. Then Allah warned and Allah cautioned Adam alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala told Adam, إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَسْقَى. That, oh Adam, this is your enemy. He has openly denied to prostrate before you. Let it not be that he influences you and your wife to do such an action which results in you and your wife being thrown out of Jannat. I told him to prostrate, he refused. From which his enmity for you and your offspring is evident. Now be alert, be conscious, be particular. Let him not do such an action by virtue of which he influences you to come close to that forbidden tree, and then you will have to be expelled from Jannat. Now the ayat that I want to speak about here is that Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, if Shaitan influences and succeeds in expelling you and your wife from Jannat, then فَتَشْقَى إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَضْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. That in Jannat you enjoy four things without effort on your part. إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ. In Jannat you find food without any difficulty. وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَضْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. In Jannat the springs of water are available to you. You don't have to work or make effort or toil to get water. And وَلَا تَضْحَى, you have shelter over you. وَلَا تَعْرَى, you have clothes to cover you. Four basic necessities of every human, that is food, clothing, shelter, that and the clothes that he wears. Allah Ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, if Shaitan influences you and expels you and your wife out of Jannat, then these four things will not be easily available to you. You, O Adam, will have to toil on this earth. You will have to go through difficulties. Now for your food, you will have to earn, you will have to work hard, you will have to prepare. You will have to earn, provide, build a roof above you. Now the point that I'm discussing, Allah did not say that you and your wife will have to toil. Allah said, both of you enjoy the bounties in Jannat, but if expelled out of Jannat, your wife will still enjoy that bounties without doing anything. It will be upon the man who will have to toil and tire himself and still provide for this queen, just as she sat and enjoyed in Jannat. When she comes in this world, in the house of a Muslim, and not in the house of the Western world, when she comes in the house of a Muslim, then she will still enjoy the same bounties that were afforded to her in Jannat. And that is food, drink, and clothing and shelter was made available for her without any duty or any commitment on her part. In the very same way, this is that one human in this world, who in this world will enjoy these bounties of Jannat without toiling. But unfortunately, the world took this very same thing, that when that woman sat in her house and presented food before her husband and her son with honor, with respect, with dignity, then she was orthodox. And when she took that same platter of food and she presented it before a stranger as an air hostess, then she was liberated. And then she was modern. And then she was advanced. Feeding her son was putting her orthodox. And feeding a strange man and a strange child was promoting her. What a world are we living in, brothers? When that woman was told to sit in Iddat after the demise of her husband and mourn the demise of her husband in the confines of her house with honor and respect and dignity, it was taken as oppression in the name of this filthy series that is going around in the name of Big Brother, where a woman is contained in one house with I don't know how many other people who sit on months and end. The world admires it, the world cherishes it, and when she walks out there, she walks out as a heroine with so much money. Brothers, everything that Islam has given us and honored that woman, as I mentioned, either she is a daughter, or then she is a wife. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, khayrukum, khayrukum li ahlihi, wa ana khayrukum li ahli. But the system of Allah is very unique, that the more the enemies of Islam are reflecting a nasty image of Islam with regards to the treatment of women, more and more American journalists are coming forth and expressing and revealing the truth of Islam. In fact, very this morning there was a program on Channel Islam speaking and interviewing with that very American journalist who was caught in Afghanistan. And then she spoke about the beauty of Islam and how the Taliban treated her with honor, respect and dignity. This is the system of Allah. The more someone suppresses, in fact, the most honor Yusuf alayhi salam got was from those that suppressed his honor, and that was his brothers. The most honor in their own environment, Fir'aun one side is torturing Musa alayhi salam. That is what has been happening around the world. Understand how Allah operates. Beneath their nose, in their own environment, in their own country, Fir'aun one side is torturing Musa. And he says, وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى. Let the world know, whoever will deny my message, the consequences will be grave. The Quran says, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. In the very palace of Fir'aun, in the very land of Fir'aun, under the nose of Fir'aun, without the knowledge of Fir'aun, does one man accept Islam? And he comes to Musa and he says, oh Musa, I have been listening to the agenda of Fir'aun. I am telling you, move, they are planning your assassination. So this is exactly what is happening. As much as they are trying to reflect an image that Islam is oppressive, more and more women are accepting Islam, understanding that veiling that woman is the honor of that woman. What does Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi. The best amongst you is he who is the best to his wife. In other words, in the eyes of Allah, Allah will measure the excellence of a man according and proportionate to how excellent and how kind and how loyal and how faithful he is to his wife. This is how Allah will measure the kindness of a man. That is the statement of Nabi alayhi salam. In the next hadith, Nabi alayhi salam then makes a claim, wa ana khayrukum li ahli. O my sahaba, I don't only say this as theory, but I claim to say, and I prove myself that I am the most kind to my wives. There isn't any man who is more kind to his spouse, to his partner, to his wife than myself. It is important for us to analyze, how did the Nabi of Allah reflect kindness? This is also something important. I mean, if we have to analyze kindness, we would analyze it in the form of monetary. I have financed her, I have given her jewelry, I have bought a house. When we assess these aspects in the life of Nabi alayhi salam, then we don't find him making much financial contribution to his wife. In fact, the house was so small that Aisha radiallahu anha says, when the Nabi of Allah used to make sajda, ghamazani, he used to touch me with his hand. And then I used to pull my legs in the night while he used to stand up for tahajjud. Then when he used to stand up, I used to spread my legs. So someone asked her, why did you do this? She said, the room was so small, it did not accommodate the Nabi of Allah prostrating also and me stretching my legs also. When he prostrated, I had to withdraw my legs. When he stood up, I stretched my legs. This was the house he provided. Yet the Nabi of Allah has said that there is no one more kind to his wife than I. That leaves you and I with a major question mark to identify what is then kindness to our wives. Because we feel it's monetary in the homes that we have provided for them. And it is because of the absence of the kindness or the element in the nature of the kindness that Nabi alayhi salam gave to his wives. We have not given them that kindness. That is why, despite giving them kindness, what the world refers to as kindness, still to our marriages are breaking up. The irony of the whole thing is we've given so much, yet there's no understanding. As far as the world is concerned, we have liberated her, we have honored her, we have been faithful to her, we have given her all her choice, all her decisions. She is in charge. Yet we find, despite all these advantages, these marriages are not withstanding the challenges of time. On the contrary, the Nabi of Allah did not give any of these things. He made a statement that there's no one more kind. The question is, what is kindness? He further goes on to say, kindness to women. Brothers, in Islam, a woman has equal but different rights. A woman has equal but different rights. Just as there are two children, the son needs a jacket and the daughter needs a pair of shoes. The father or the parent would invest the equal amount of money to purchasing a pair of shoes and buying a jacket. It would be really foolish for anyone to demand equality from this father and say, no, you're buying a shoe for one, you must buy a shoe for the other one. Understand, she needs a shoe, he needs a jacket. My mother, your honor and your respect is so sacred. The hadith is, in Bidayah wa Nihaya, a woman comes to Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasul Allah, ana wafidatun nisa'i ilayk. Hadha al-jihad, katabahu Allahu ala al-rijal, fa'in usibu ujiru, wa'in qutilu kanu ahya'a, wa nahnu ma'ashara al-nisa, naqumu alayhim, fama lana min dhalik. O Nabi of Allah, I have been sent representing a large group of women. I took the courage. The women have certain questions to ask you. Go ahead and ask, what is it? هذا الجهاد كتبه الله على الرجال. Allah has ordained striving in the path of Allah upon the men. فَإِنْ أُصِيبُوا أُجِرُوا. If they are injured, they are rewarded. وَإِنْ قُتِلُوا كَانُوا أَحْيَاءً. If they are martyred, the Quran says they are alive in the gardens of paradise. وَنَحْنُ مَعْشَرَ النِّسَى. And we, the group of women, we sitting at home, there is no jihad for us, there is no martyrdom for us. Is it that Allah has then deprived us of the reward of martyrdom? Na'uzu billah, is it that Islam is prejudiced against women? Islam is biased against gender equality? Those are the terms in inverted commas upon which the Westerners are harping. Is it that Islam is prejudiced against women? What is it, O Nabi of Allah? We have not been given the platform of jihad, so we cannot present our life. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, أَبْلِغِي مَنْ لَقِيتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ أَنَّ تَاعَةَ الزَّوْجِ وَاعْتِرَافًا بِحَقِّهِ يَعْدِلُ ذَلِكَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْكُنَّ مَنْ يَفْعَلُهُ. Oh my sahabiya, go back to the group of the women that have sent you and tell them that the Nabi has conveyed salams and tell them that Allah has simplified the task for you. Allah said, sit in your house, honor your husband, prepare for him to strive in the path of Allah. You will be in the comfort of your house, only tolerating the separation of your partner. And yourself and your husband will enjoy the same ranks in Jannah. He will be in the battle, going through the difficulties, slain and being slain. You on your separation will enjoy the same ranks in Jannah. But at the same time, tell that woman, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْكُنَّ مَنْ يَفْعَلُهُ. It is very few of the women who realize and capitalize on this opportunity that a man will get up in the cold morning and come to the masjid to perform Fajr Salah. That woman will get up in the comfort of her bedroom, make wuzu in an ensuite and perform Fajr next to her bed and hop back into the bed. This woman and that man will enjoy the same reward. Allah has made it so easy for her. Is she still going to be foolish for her mouth to water and stretch an envious eye to that woman who the world refers to as advanced and liberated? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ. There are so many instances. The Sahaba came to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to explain to you the moderation that Islam has adopted and the honor. One of the major issues that people question is with regards to inheritance when it comes to male and female. That Allah Ta'ala says, لِذَّكَرِي مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. That the male will get double that of the female. And people say that this is again being unjust and it's been prejudiced against that woman. Brothers, we must understand the factor that Islam considers in the distribution of the legacy or the inheritance of any person is taking into consideration that person who has dependence on him. Now the woman, she is at no stage responsible or liable for providing for herself, never mind her son or her husband or anyone. She is either the duty of her husband, and if the husband does not comply, the hadith of Abu Dawud says, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَن يُضَيِّعَ مَن يَقُودُ. That husband who deprives his wife of her provisions, he is a perpetual sinner in the eyes of Allah. Until he will not put, of course we're referring to necessities of life and not luxuries. We're speaking of luxuries, we all will be sinners in the eyes of Allah. We are speaking of necessities of life. We are responsible to provide the necessities of life for our wife. Either she is the daughter, she is the responsibility of her father, or she is the responsibility of her husband, or she is the responsibility of her brother. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu got married. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looked at him and said, Jabir, are you married? He says, yes, O Nabi of Allah. Bikran am sayyiban. Have you got married to a virgin girl or a woman that was previously married? No, O Nabi of Allah, I got married to a woman that was previously married. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with great modesty, said, Halla bikran tula'ibuha wa tula'ibuk. Oh, Jabir, did you not select a young girl, a virgin, perhaps you could enjoy the initial stages of your marriage. And the words of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said that you could have some time with her in seclusion. You could fondle with her, she could fondle with you. Why did you get married to an elderly woman? Said, O Nabi of Allah, I also would desire that like any young person. But my mother has passed away, leaving behind young sisters. I dislike bringing a wife who will be the age of my sisters. She would become a friend. And I needed a spouse and a partner who could mother my sisters and be a wife to me. That is why I said, look at how mature the choice of that sahabi was. That my mother has died, she has left behind sisters. Who is going to take care of our sisters? Unfortunately, the ummah has shifted from its responsibility. Nevertheless, she is either the duty of the father, she's the duty of a husband, or she's the duty of the brother. And if there's no one available, the National Muslim Treasury will provide for that girl. But her honor is too sacred. We will not risk sending her in the outside world, becoming a victim of the lustful gazes of the enemies of Islam to earn few rands. We will keep her indoor with respect and honor and dignity. And the National Treasury will provide for that woman, but her honor is too sacred in Islam. I end with one incident, just to explain and to highlight and illustrate the moderation that Islam has given. We find, prior to Islam, speaking about the moderation in Islam and other divine religions, whenever a woman would experience her menstruation and her monthly cycle, then there was two different extremes between the Yahud and the Nasara. The Yahud would abandon the woman totally. For that period of time, no contact, no physical, no verbal, no contact. That now she's impure, and they would distance themselves from that woman totally. On the contrary, was the other extreme, and that was the Nasara, that they would enjoy all relation, even matrimonial relation with that woman during this period, which the Quran refers to as قُلْ هُوَ أَذَنْ فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ. That indeed, that is filth, and abstain from the woman from that period of time. So we find the Yahud that had distanced and abandoned that woman, while the Nasara engaged in everything, even matrimonial relation. Islam came with a moderate way that do not discard that woman, do not abandon that woman. Aisha radiallahu anha is with Nabi alayhi salam in Hajj, and then she experiences it. She starts crying that now I cannot make tawaf. Nabi alayhi salam consoles her, don't cry. هذا شيء كتبه الله على بنات آدم. Aisha, what are you mourning and crying for? This is part of the plan of Allah, part of the system of Allah that Allah has put on that woman. Make sabr, on this Allah will give you great reward. This is the plan of Allah, and this is the test of Allah that will come on a woman. Allah has made it so easy for that period of time. Allah has made her salah maaf. A woman in Ramadan, her Ramadan is extended to 40 days. The 10 days that she is not fasting, although she is not fasting, but she still enjoys the virtue of Ramadan. After Ramadan, when she will be making qaza of those 10 days, she still gets the reward of Ramadan. So look at the honor that Allah has given her. Her Ramadan and the barakat of her roza is not at the sighting of the crescent of Hilal that it terminates, but the qaza fast that she will keep after Ramadan, she will still enjoy the rewards of Ramadan. Islam said that live with her, be close to her, communicate with her, sleep with her, but no physical contact beneath the navel and the knee. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that He removes from our hearts and our minds the influences of the Western world. And may Allah give us, our wives, our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, to understand that true honor is the honor that Islam has afforded us. She's a queen in this world, and she's a queen in Jannah. Allah give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.